I'm getting video right now. I'm up in my attic right now, in the attic of the house. I'm getting beaten regularly. I stay away from my family for the most part, and I basically have no interaction with those people after the past, like, several years of physical assault from much larger people, especially my older brother. I mean, he's a very large man compared to me. He keeps beating me, and most recently was my birthday this year, so I just stay the hell away from him. It's really warm up here because it's July now, and there's no ventilation in the house to begin with, so these people do not believe in investing in central air or air conditioning. They have an air conditioning type of unit in their living room. I have an air conditioning unit in my bedroom that broke years ago now. At this point, they will not replace it. I have to work with I have a stand-up fan that blows on full blast on me while I sleep in that room. My mom enters that room anytime she's angry about anything in her life, which is ridiculous because she has nothing to be angry about. She's an accountant who has a normal upper minimum wage, like, how should I say? I was at a bar earlier drinking $2 beers, so I was enjoying a few beers tonight, so I'm venting right now while I'm back home. The only reason I got to the bars was because my dad drove me there, dropped me off. I called him and he picked me back up a few hours later. I've been drinking $2 beers, the cheapest they have in any of these local bars. And dressed like this, which I invest a lot in, but I'm trying to stay focused on the subject. My mom is an upper middle class woman. Upper class, really. She's basically not even middle class. She makes plenty of money, I guess. She doesn't tell me how much money she makes, but she refuses to actually pay me minimum wage at any point. She has me paid through my dad, who, I mean, he lives here with us and he pays me the minimum of what you can pay anybody for cleaning a house, for cleaning laundry. And meanwhile, I'm in women's clothing and these people chastise me for it, essentially. They go crazy at me for wearing women's clothing. I've been doing it since I've been wearing women's clothing and makeup, especially since I was a teenager. Like, I've been a very glamorous-minded person for that long. I've been beat down for it regularly. Whether it was physical beatings or verbal beatings, like, I've been harassed and beat down to anything that was glamorous within me was torn down verbally or physically by my family, one way or the other. My parents are a staunch example of people who tear down my self-belief in my femininity and how that's inadequate. And how it's wrong, or how it's such a fake thing. It doesn't matter to them at all. Part of it is because I've dated women in my life, so they think it's terrible. It's awful. Right now, I feel like my sweat is increasing just because I'm expressing myself, and I don't want to be too loud up here, so this video is going to be short. But I don't want to sweat too much up here. I'm in a nice dress, and I'm trying to go through the motion of venting a little bit about what's going on in my life. There's a lot of thoughts I have, and I'm trying to minimalize a little bit here with what's significant to me and what's going on. I have no idea what's going on because, on all honesty, yesterday, a police officer came to the house to check on me. I have no idea why. There was never an explanation for why. They came to check on me, and I'm trying to be a little bit quiet here because I don't want to be too loud. I'm in the attic, and downstairs below me, there are people in the house sleeping, and the level below them is where my older brother is, probably being really raucous and loud and being obnoxious. He's the guy who really beats me a lot in the house. So I'm trying to be like not even. I'm trying to calm myself down a little bit to talk. Basically, in this environment where I live, my parents condone violence in order to make me more manly in their environment. I don't fit any cliche in their mind about masculinity or femininity. If there was even that start, it would be not so terrible if they thought one way or the other. They don't think one way or the other. All they think is that I'm a problem in their environment. You know, like, I don't know how to put it any other way. I'm one of those people that are transgender, but I don't really fit any category of what transgender means. I just essentially love women's fashion. I was not born biologically this way, as far as my mind is concerned. I much more relate to women's fashion and, generally speaking, women's sensibilities and things. It's not to say that I dissociate with men's mentalities here or there. I embrace both sides of the spectrum on that. And that's very difficult to explain to people such as my family. All of these people are very uptight about the subject. So I'm trying not to go on and on about it because I'm sweating up here as it is. There's no AC up here. I had a fan on here yesterday. Like, I had a fan up here, but it only had so much, whatever the word is. Like, it only had so much fan power. To keep me cool up here yesterday, so I took it back down to my bedroom. It's not as warm in my bedroom normally, so I thought I could sleep for a few days without a fan in my room because there's no working AC in my room. Well, yesterday I figured out that it's way too hot. So I took the fan that I had up here, where it's normally way hot, considering it's the attic, and attics are much more, there's less, what's the word, generally speaking, they're less, insulated? I think that's the right word. Yeah, it's like, there's less insulation, there's no insulation in an attic normally, and there may be some up here. Oh gosh, this fell, so I don't know, I have to put this over. And there's a lot of fashion stuff up here, so I'm trying to like get this video over with. I don't want to like make this about my fashion at all. I'm really just trying to make this about what's going on in my household. I'm trying to get out of here, and it's a pain in the ass, honestly. If I'm being honest, it's difficult. My older brother is very violent, and he hasn't stopped being violent, so I stay away from him. He is so unstable anytime he's around me that I just stay either in my room or I come up here where things are way too warm in the summertime. Obviously, it's been summer now, like as far as the summertime weather, it's been like that for like a month or a month and a half. Or it's way too cold up here too in the winter. But I'm always either up here or in my bedroom. The only times I leave either room is to work for my parents, who will not pay me minimum wage. So I'm just ranting at this point. I'm afraid of getting a video here that's too long because I don't want to get too much footage of me just ranting. I'm really. The thing is, I just showered like not even a couple hours ago, maybe. And maybe a couple hours ago or so, like, I showered, and, before I went out to the bar, so right before I got to the, like, got dropped off at the bar, I took a quick shower, or somewhat quick anyway, because I'm sweating in this house, and I'm trying not to sweat too much in my dress that I wore out to the bars. So, I can't keep a train of thought right now because I'm so traumatized by everything going on in my home environment. It's normal in my family for beatings to occur. It's normal. That in itself, regardless of what reason we're making beatings okay or not okay, it's okay in our family, and that's what's wrong. I don't know how else to put it. I don't like that beatings are wrong. Like, or that it's accepted. I don't like that beatings happen to anybody. Beatings happening is a problem in the fact that they are wrong and that people are basically ignoring them. Direct family is definitely ignoring them. Much of my family in general ignores it contextually because I'm in a dress, I think. That's the main reason. When I'm getting beat down, it's family members being really violent to me, and I'm trying to get out of this situation. I can barely afford things. I mean, I'm gonna turn my camera over to basically some of the stuff around me in the room. This is how the attic is in my house because I have various mannequins that I made myself from pillowcases, and I took styrofoam or just whatever I could afford mannequin heads that I found on discount. I taped them all together to use as mannequins because it's way too expensive to use like the regular plastic kind, I guess. So I find what I can and I put dresses on them, and I guess I'll turn the camera around a few times to show what's. It's a little bit of a mess up here, but a lot of this is high fashion. I mean, a lot of it is anyway. Anything I could find that I thought was really nice fashion, I invested in the past couple of years, and the only way I managed to do so was by starving on my very low income. It's not minimum wage, it's years of living on one meal a day. And I've been living on that for longer than what I even started investing. It was at the point that I realized that I had to invest in something that I believed in for myself. I couldn't just go into a minimum wage job and get myself out of the situation when it comes to finances, when it comes to a situation where I don't own a car and my driving situation's like weird. But not too weird, it's a simple situation. It's just the fact that I cannot just get out of the situation, especially with psoriasis. It's such a mess that I have to just basically explain everything certainly in a certain way, I guess. I don't know. But there's so much of a mess in my family. I'm trying not. I'm a little bit self-conscious. I don't want to talk too loudly because it's possible that my family hears me. I don't know what to do in that situation. Yesterday, someone came to the house, a police officer came to the house, who said that there were two people who basically expressed concern for my health, and I'm still not sure who those people are because they did not clarify. So I'm confused as to who those people could be, but now I'm thinking more about it. I don't know very many people who know my address and stuff, so I'm not sure what it would be in that situation. The only people that come to mind when I'm thinking about people who are that concerned about me, the only people I can think of for sure are probably the very people who I'm posting a lot of these recent videos to watch are Justina Ricci, who I met in March. I met her in March. I gave her all my information. Most of it was about my business aspirations, but I gave her details about my home life situation I'm trying to get out of. I didn't detail it too much, but it seems to me that she observes it on my social media. So I'm trying my best with that. But they said two people reached out to me, or they said that two people are observing and trying to help out, and they didn't specify who. Well, my main thought is it could be Christina Ricci and it could be the assistant to Dr. Phil. Both of them reached out like last month. So I'm trying my best and I don't know what to do. So I'm just like getting video of this to talk about it.